Welcome back to Upstate Unplugged, episode number 2 with Count C of the Vile Society. Brought to you by the Visionaries Wrestling Network, experiencing excellence and embracing the vision since the dawn of time. Stay tuned. Your interview with Count C is right around the corner. And as always, I am the man with the magical voice. My name is Jimmy Raymond.
Have you dreamt of being inside the squared circle? Have you ever thought of being a professional wrestler? Well, here is your chance. 100 Boxart Street, Rochester, New York, Upstate Professional Wrestling's Kayfabe Dojo. This is where you will learn the basics of how to be a professional wrestler. Classes are Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They go from basic to advanced. Trainers are Nick Ando, Chris Caden, and Colin Delaney. For more information, check us out at upstateprowrestling.wixsite.com.
Welcome back. There's only one word to describe this next person that I have the honor of sitting down with. And one word's hard to explain it, but Count C, welcome to Upstate Unplugged.
Thank you very much for having me. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Count C. You may or may not know me, but my voice should be recognizable to you. I am the voice of the Vile Society, representing your UPW champion, Matic, and 585 Live champion, Jeremy Jensen. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, if it was up to me, they'd still be... obviously, this is going to be... being dropped next week, but I might as well ask you, obviously you got the big event tomorrow, Anniversary Anarchy 15, and
yes,
you have, for better use of terms, you have two horses in this race, and you know, you have a lot of gold on the line too.
That's right. We carry all the gold right now. The Vile Liberation Wrestling Front Society holds all the gold on our side. And, you know, it's going to be a hell of a match. I mean, there's more at stake in this match than ever in the history of Upstate Pro Wrestling. You got the Tag Team Championships on the line. You got the 585 Live Championship, as well as the prestigious UPW Heavyweight Championship, all on the line in the same match in a cage. I mean, it's going to be humongous, but yeah, I have nothing but the utmost confidence that my two clients are going to not only retain their respective championships, but at the same time make an example out of their opponents tomorrow. So yeah, this airs next week. So if I have to eat my words and put my foot in my mouth, I will. But you know, something tells me I'm not going to have to worry about that, because I have all the faith in the world in the Vile Society and the Wrestling Liberation Front.
Well, I'll be right there next to you, putting my foot in my mouth too, because I've been doing this for quite some time. I've watched everybody involved in this War Games match since the beginning, and you know, it's the Vile Society's always had Defiance's number, has had Nick Ando's number. and obviously with Gregory Irons as well. So, you know, I talked to Jeremy today, and he's more than ready to walk into the cage and walk out of the cage with a championship around his waist and his hand raised, as and the Vile Society and the Wrestling Liberation Front hands raised in victory tomorrow at Anniversary Anarchy. But I'll definitely be pulling for you. I'll tell you that much right now.
Well, we appreciate that. We're looking forward to it. And like I said, we're going to make an example. So we're gonna send a message to not only the entire upstate pro wrestling locker room, but to the world. We want the world to take notice that the Vile Society is not only here to stay, but we're here to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you look at it, and we got all the gold. We got, you know, we got, like you said, we got their number. Mm-hmm. And I don't think tomorrow's going to be any different. I don't think it's going to be any different. I think we always, if we've proved anything to everyone, it's that we've always got a trick up our sleeve. So don't cut us out just yet. We know what we're doing. Let's not forget that many moons ago, our fearless leader, our world champion, Matic, won his very first heavyweight championship inside of the steel cage.
Mm-hmm.
And let us not forget, Matic was also involved in a War Games match not too many years back in upstate pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I mean, we got their number. We know what mm-hmm. we're doing. We got some tricks up our sleeve. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you know, and talking to you know, I won't mention any names, but I'll just mention the guys from the D. Saying that, oh, they have all the experience, they've been in the cage, they've done this, they've done that. What they don't realize, in my research that I've seen, is not only has Matic been in numerous cage matches as well, is Cloudy's been in every single War Games match in UPW history other than one.
That is true. That's absolutely true.
You know,
the Reign of Terror, Cloudy, he's an experienced veteran. He has something to prove just as much today as from the first day that he walked into upstate pro wrestling. He's a grizzled veteran, and he does not appreciate the reaction that the crowd gives him. He always has something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Worthless, you know, the Philadelphia Phantom, Chris Worthless, he's on some whole other shit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been off in Germany, you know, doing God knows what, and he's aligned himself with the Ayatollah Bin Hamin, and his eyes are open. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in an environment like that,
mm-hmm.
I see those guys
mm-hmm.
thriving within
mm-hmm.
that chaos, within the turbulence that is a War Games match. I see them thriving under that chaos, under that pressure.
And yeah.
I have no doubt the Wrestling Liberation Front is going to deliver on their end as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go just like they entered, leaving the cage with the tag team championships. I have no doubt.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things. They may have all the experience. They may have the, like I said, the experience. But the one thing that they lack right now is the gold around their waist and the experience of being part of a faction such as the Vile Society. And to me, anyways, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this. And I know the answer to it, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Is there really any other better faction than the Vile Society in any independent organization right now?
Well, you know, if you ask me, absolutely not. But I guess that's a matter of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to get inside the minds of, you know, the UPW fans. That's not for me to do. I'm not here to cater to them, you know. So in my opinion, absolutely. There's nothing tighter. There's nothing more impressive in professional wrestling today than
mm-hmm.
the Vile Society. Matic has grown into his own. He's gone from student to veteran in a mere matter of months. And he has done everything there is to do here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Jeremy Jensen, he takes notice of the greatness of Matic, of the mind of Count C, and he understands that if he sticks with us, that the sky is the limit. He can achieve anything. Mm-hmm. And so with Matic's hunger and Jeremy's willingness to learn and my diabolical brain, there's absolutely no stopping us. Mm-hmm. You know, one could even make the argument that we are our own worst enemies because we are our only enemies. Mm-hmm. Because nobody else can take us down. There's no stopping us. Mm-hmm. And as far as any other faction in professional wrestling is concerned, anybody wants to step up, feel free to come get it.
Yeah. I've been spreading the word since doing this podcast and before and doing the commentary for UPW. I've been trying to spread the good word of the vile Jedi, Jeremy Jensen. And nobody seems to, you know, see that vision that I've had, you know, where I've called him an early candidate for Rookie of the Year in UPW. You know, and, you know, he has that drive, like you said, and he's always willing to learn. He's always at the dojo. He's always, you know, trying to figure out something different to do in the ring or on the microphone. But at this point, he has yourself as that voice, and as good as he is on the microphone, he doesn't have to be as good because obviously he has you to experience that the vile society as it is.
Yeah.
But as your point of view, what is your current opinion and thoughts on the current product of UPW?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that there's you know, a constant state of fluctuating talent, as well as that constant, you know, substance that goes from the very bottom of the card all the way up to the top. And I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, be it as it may, I do enjoy sitting back and watching it because, you know, I am here as a fan of the art of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. And my personal opinions that are reflected within the vile society, that are reflected within the decisions that I make, you know, if you set those aside, I am a fan of pro wrestling. And when I look at the product here in my home of Rochester, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very blessed mm-hmm. to be able to have traveled the world, and I've traveled all over the world, and I've seen more than people can imagine. I've seen, you know, I've lived two lifetimes in my life, mm-hmm. and I've come back here, and I have an eye and an ear for talent. Now, whether or not I personally possess that talent is besides the point, but I can identify it mm-hmm. like no one else, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think that you got cats coming up who are just starting out, like somebody like Nick Sullivan, who's mm-hmm. an absolute monster. And with the right training and the right determination, you know, that kid could become a legend. Mm-hmm. And you got established veterans like Cheech and Colin Delaney, who are going out there and, you know, proven time and time again. You know, even if I don't like them personally, I got to say, as a professional athlete, you know, they're bar none. I mean, mm-hmm. they're top of their game. Mm-hmm. And like I said, even if I may not personally like somebody, you know, reflecting upon the vile society and my career choices, I can sit back and appreciate the product. And when it comes down to it, I don't think anybody can mess with us. I think mm-hmm. UPW front to back is at the pinnacle at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do not disagree with you on that. That's for sure. And obviously, like you said, the history speaks for itself. You have all the gold in the vile society. You have the experience, and you have the backing of the office as well, from my understanding.
Well, I mean, that's to be determined, because I gotta say, I do not appreciate the constant belittling and interference from our so-called commissioner Casey Doyle. I would not say that I have his backing whatsoever. In fact, I would say the opposite, that he has been sticking his nose in our business far too often. And I, for one, am getting very tired of it. I think we should reconsider and possibly even go as far as to impeach Commissioner Doyle.
Well, you know, there's always a way of doing that as far as a petition getting started, or, you know, it's a democracy, the wrestling business, I think. And you can get your voice heard very, very easily nowadays.
This is true. This is very true. I would rather fight him in the ring.
Yeah. Well, hey, that I take my money now. I wouldn't mind seeing that myself. But does the Vile Society have their eyes on anybody specifically to enhance the, I guess you could say, stable of the Vile Society?
Well, if I revealed all of the tricks up my sleeve, I wouldn't be the magician that I am. So I can't answer that question honestly. What I will say is that I do take notice of individuals on the card, front to back, in the locker room, in the dojo, training, going to the gym. I take notice, and I keep my eye on people. I'm a businessman, and above all, you know, like I said earlier, I can identify talent. Whether or not we have taken into consideration, the Vile Society is a very prideful organization. It has roots and branches and has so much more than people understand. I mean, it goes down to ink on skin forever. You know, if you look under Maddox's arm, you'll find the Vile Society logo. Mm-hmm. If you pull my shirt up and look on my ribs, you'll find the Vile Society logo, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's something bigger than people understand. Mm-hmm. You know, if UPW closed down tomorrow, God forbid, if that were to happen, the Vile Society would live on. We would continue. We would go elsewhere. We are a state of mind. Mm-hmm. We're a state of being. And it, like I said, it goes farther than just pro wrestling. And a lot of people don't understand that. And it took me getting my arm dislocated out of its socket. It took a concussion. It took merciless beatings show after show after show in order to wake me up and realize who I really am, and who I really am is vile for life.
Now, can anybody be in the Vile Society?
Absolutely not. There's plenty of prerequisites. I can't go into all of those details.
Right.
But the Vile Society is an elite organization, state of mind, stable, faction, whatever you want to call it. We're family. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to it, no, you cannot just join. You can rep it, and we have love for anybody who throws up the fist with the ring and the pinky up in the air. And let it be known, it has to be your right hand. It cannot be your left hand. You don't throw up the vial with your left. You throw it up with your right. And if you raise that fist and put your ring and your pinky finger in the air, we got love for you. So if you want to rep it, you want to respect it, you want to show us some love, that's awesome. You know, we'll take you up on that, and we'll buy you a beer, you know, but just be careful. Just don't turn your back.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get my counterpart in the broadcasting booth to, like I said before, see that vision that, you know, of the Vile Society, of, you know, the way of life that is the Vile Society. It's not something that, you know, you just stumble upon. It's something that you get bestowed upon you. And, you know, trying to convince him is, you know, I'm trying to do my best as a broadcast journalist to, you know, keep my composure and not lose my job. At the same time, I want to, you know, it frustrates me because when people don't understand that and understand it as much as obviously the three of you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not for everybody. You know, there has to be balance in the world. There has to be yin and yang. There has to be a moon for a sun. You know, there has to be a night for a day and a warm to a cold. Mm-hmm. Balance is important in all aspects of life. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. And we would not exist if it weren't for our other half, mm-hmm. for the rest of the bland, of the bleak, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, it's not for everybody. We understand that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know. But you're either with us or you're against us. We mm-hmm. believe in absolutes. Mm-hmm. And for anybody who's not down and who doesn't understand, that's cool. Do your thing. But just keep an eye out.
Well, you know, it's you gotta. I keep on telling them, you better sleep with one eye open because they know where you live. So, but there you go. That's his problem, not mine. Now, what's something? Obviously, you've been in UPW for quite some time. What's something that you'd like to see in UPW new? In addition to the good things that are still to come. Obviously, tomorrow at Anniversary Anarchy and into the future of UPW. Whether it be like in ring, behind the scenes, sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I for one would be a big advocate of seeing Commissioner Doyle versus Count C one-on-one in a match. But besides that, as far as implementing into UPW, UPW always flips the script. It always changes up. It stays fresh. That's how it's been relevant for 15 years in Rochester. Like mm-hmm. we said earlier, Anniversary Anarchy, the 15th annual. I mean, that's humongous mm-hmm. right here in Rochester, New York. So they're always coming up with something new. There's always something next. It's always going to keep going. You know, it's everlasting. Mm-hmm. As long as we continue to provide things that, you know, a product that surprises us, that shocks us, that keeps us wanting more, I'm satisfied. Mm. I would love to continue to see new talent come in, try to step up to the plate. And, you know, some of them are going to strike out. Some of them are going to hit it out of the park. But reaching out beyond just Rochester to be able to maybe go up north and find someone like the Canadian No Limits champion, Carter Mason, mm-hmm. you know, or to be able to go down south and find someone like Risk, mm-hmm. you know, as long as we continue to keep implementing in new talent and new matches and keep things fresh, like the 585 championship currently held by Dark Jedi Jeremy Jensen. You know, if we keep throwing different ideas and different talent into the mix, then I'll be happy. I'll be satisfied. Possibly also an Inferno match. Yeah. Maybe an over-the-top rope, barbed wire on a pole Inferno match.
Well, you can't get any more extreme than that unless you got like bulbs or something on the ground or something. But you know, that's yet to be seen, and hopefully it's you never know.
Well, we did have Balls Mahoney, rest in peace.
Yeah,
we did have Balls Mahoney, so there were some balls on the ground at one point,
one way or another. And you know, do you have any like specific pre-match, pre-show rituals that you usually do from show to show? Or
Yeah, absolutely. For the ones that I can discuss on air, I consult with my clients. I remind them who they are. I remind them why they're there. I remind them of the gold that they hold on their arms or around their waist. And I do everything I can to make sure they understand the task at hand. And I remind them of who we are as a society, as an entity of individuals coming together for a sole grand purpose that is the Vile Society. I remind them to embrace the vision, to not forget who they are and what they're doing, and to stay focused about being in the moment. My ritual is to get inside the mind of my clients, of my brothers, Jeremy, Jensen, and Matic, and remind them exactly who they are. And then I will take a shot of Fireball, I'll take a sip of water, I'll probably smoke a cigarette, and then I will go out there, yell at the top of my lungs like only I can, and possibly jump up on the apron or grab somebody's foot.
Yeah. Well, hey,
allegedly. Know, allegedly.
Alleged, well, if the referee sees it, if he doesn't see it, it doesn't happen.
Never happened.
On that note, where do you get your inspiration as far as introducing Matic and Jeremy to the ring every time?
Well, I've always felt like I had a voice that needed to be heard. And when I think of pro wrestling growing up, I think of the sound of pro wrestling. I'm a former failed musician, and sound engineering was a passion of mine, mm-hmm. from producing music and performing live, and all the sound behind it, I think, has a real purpose that goes a long way. And I mean, it's something that not everybody can do, mm-hmm. is be able to speak and gain people's attention. And yeah, a lot of times, sometimes I just yell, which is just me being aggressive. But if you can command attention with the sound of your voice, then you add another element. You know, when you think of Steve Austin winning his championship, you think of JR yelling, mm-hmm. Stone Cold. You know, when you think of, you know, a big time fight, you think of Let's Get Ready to Rumble. You know, you think of those sounds in your mind that remind you of the vision that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But a wrestler can provide the vision. They can provide the visual. They can provide what's in front of you, the actual product. But it takes a big voice to be able to stand in front of all the people and tell them the truth. And I got to be honest, while I was an announcer, I was not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm a former ring announcer in UPW, and I had to go out there and put a smile on my face and dance around, and I was being phony. Mm-hmm. I was being fake. Mm-hmm. I was patting kids on the head and selling 50-50 raffle tickets, and I forgot who I was.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my real voice. My real voice is this. Mm-hmm. My real voice is tomorrow when I walk through that curtain with my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my real voice is on those albums.
Mm-hmm.
My real voice wasn't introducing the next match. You know, mm-hmm. it's bigger than what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, it takes a big voice to command the attention of the audience and tell them the truth.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm here to do.
You know, and that's one of the things I don't want to compare myself to yourself, but it was one of those things, too, where I talked to the powers that be, to the people that allowed me and have allowed me to call the last couple of shows with commentary and everything. And I told them, I said, you know, I've seen that, like I said, that vision of, you know, you got the good guys, you got these guys, you got those guys, you know, whether I align more towards this, I want my voice heard because I want to spread the word of like guys like the Wrestling Liberation Front, the guys like the Vile Society, the guys like Lionel Knight, Carter Mason, you know, and these guys that deserve the recognition, but not necessarily, they know their place, they know who they are, but that little extra push is always hopefully welcomed. But you know you got guys out there like my counterpart, I'm not going to mention names, but it's just he's so stuck on one thing, and I keep trying to tell him, and it's just like, come on, dude, you know, you got to, you know, throw up the two fingers, you know, experience it, embrace the vision that is the Vile Society.
Right.
But it's just and like I said before, if I go off on a rant, it's just, it gets me so hot sometimes that, you know, people that can't experience that and can't embrace it. But, you know, I'll keep on throwing out my hands up in the air, and, you know, not, you know, it's their own fault.
Hey, some people don't want to be enlightened, you know, and like we said about balance, I mean, you know, at least at the very least, they're there to show you the polar opposite side of the spectrum, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but if you could, you know, if you could change one, change your place with one person in UPW right now, who would you pick and why?
Commissioner Doyle, because yeah. I want all the power and I want to see him out of a job. I want his position and I want to be able to make the matches that the people want to see, like Nick Ando versus the Vile Society. Mm-hmm. In a 2-on-1 handicap match. Mm-hmm. You know, things along those lines. Besides him, that's a good question. I mean, I'm not a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take 98% of the locker room out of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the bartender.
There you go.
I'd like to be the bartender. Actually, no, I don't want to be the bartender. I don't know. Let's just say Commissioner Doyle.
No, we'll go with that. That works too. I'm happy with that answer.
I'm coming for your job, Commissioner.
I'll start a petition now and get everything online, get everything on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. If MySpace is still out there, I don't know. Put it on MySpace too. Whatever gets the signatures.
He should just meet me in the ring. That's what the people want to see.
Well, I don't want to even see the ring. I want to see the parking lot. The hell with the ring.
2-on-1, handicapped, over the top rope, barbed wire, battle royal, lumberjack, inferno match on a pole.
There you go. Everything's better on a pole.
I want the whole ring on a pole, hoisted in the air.
Scaffolding match. The scaffolding match.
There you go. Perfect.
I don't know if that'll work tomorrow with the wind and everything, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, top of the tent match.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect.
With lumberjacks underneath it.
There you go.
Now, as difficult as this may be, because there's no comparing to it, but if you could compare the Vile Society to one faction from wrestling history, who do you think would be comparable to them?
The Fabulous Freebirds.
Now, why is that?
I don't know, because they were the first people I just thought of in my mind. you know, I think it fluctuates. I think it changes. I don't think that we're content with being stuck in one spot. I think at least my vision is for us to always be evolving, always be continuous, always be different, always, you know, keep moving forward. So part of me actually does think the Fabulous Freebirds, because they kept evolving, they kept changing the game, you know. Mm-hmm. They weren't afraid to step on toes and speak up and change the game. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about. In another light, I would love to be able to say the Road Warriors. Mm-hmm. Because Matic and Jeremy are such polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're so good together. Mm-hmm. They're so talented on their own, but they're unstoppable together. Mm-hmm. And Paul Ellering is a genius who's bald and handsome, just like myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that would be a perfect explanation. But at the same time, you could make the argument that the original DX,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just don't have a muscular China.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, handsome non-wrestler Mr. Rick Rude, like myself, you know what I'm saying? And then you got, you know, your European champion over here, your world champion over here, you know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, who would you say if you had to say that the Vile Society had to be compared? What would your take be?
I would a tag team that is currently in the WWE is that I would compare, if I could, I forgot their name too. Christ, I had it. I really forgot what their name was. And I'm sure it'll come to me, is the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson.
OK, Okay, all right, all right. But they don't have a handsome mouthpiece.
Well, yeah, but they could always, you know, that's a kind of tag team that they could always add one to it. You know, they could have...
Yeah, that's true. If you pop Paul Ellering in with them...
You know, you get the three bald, beautiful guys in there, and...
Perfect.
There you go.
That's it. We're all shaving our heads. Let's go.
Why not? Hey, bald is beautiful. I've embraced that long ago.
I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you.
It has nothing to do with my receding hairline.
Not a bit.
But, you know, and then... Because it's one of those things where everybody... is, oh, well, they got all the managers. They got all this. They got all that. Well, you know, what's stopping somebody else from adding a manager to their tag team, you know? What's stopping Defiance, Maximo Suave and Chris Kane from adding a manager? You know, they have
the intelligence. What's stopping them is intelligence.
Well, they got to embrace the three eyes of Kurt Angle. But
there you go.
It's... Like I said before, if I keep on harping on this, we're going to be here forever, and I'm going to get really frustrated. I'm going to have to go outside and cool off for about a couple hours. But
yeah. Well, don't get yourself worked up, brother. It's only 7:30. You know, you still got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, what's next? What's next for the Vile Society? What's next for Council?
Well, what's next in the immediate future is to walk in as the 585 Live and Heavyweight Champions tomorrow at Anniversary Anarchy 15 and walk out the exact same way with our hands in the air. Past that, we are going to continue to reach out and try to touch everybody individually. We're going to try to get inside the minds and the hearts of everyone. And if they don't like it, we're going to rip their heart right out of their body and we're going to shove it in their face so they have to deal with it. You know, we are going to continue to evolve and grow as an organization and as individuals. What's next for me on a personal note is that I'm going to be performing my final live show in Cleveland, Ohio, at the House of Blues, opening up for my homie Tech 9 on June 7th in Cleveland, Ohio. And then I will be retired forever from music.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my one more round show. But then beyond that, the possibilities are endless. The future is uncertain, but the end is always near, as Mr. Jim Morrison once said. And I'm not 100% what the future is going to hold, but I know that this Vile Society tattoo on my ribs is going to be here until I am long gone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have no doubt in my mind that the Vile Society will continue to not only rise, but to dominate and to conquer in upstate pro wrestling and all across the world.
There you go. And always have gold in your future.
It's all about the gold.
Oh, yeah. Now, I got a new segment on the show where I do a little bit of word association. I have a list of people in UPW and factions outside and what have you. And when I basically, I'll say one name, give me a word association kind of thing.
Love it.
First man on the agenda, Hellcat.
Respects.
Matic.
Greatest.
Defiance.
New York City.
Jeremy Jensen.
Future.
UPW.
Home.
And last but certainly not least, Vile Society.
Everything.
Amen to that.
We are everything.
There you go. And on that note, I would like to personally thank you for coming on the show today. And I look forward to many, many shows with the gold wrapped around the Vile Society's waist and hopefully adding more respected members to the society.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. Possibly. You never know what the future might hold. And again, thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate it. I appreciate your time. If I could give a quick shout out to my boy Seamus, Gross Guys, what up? And Vile Society for Life. But yeah, man, thank you very much.
Anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, big thanks goes out to the man with the booming voice, Count C. And as always, thank you very much for tuning in to Upstate Unplugged. Go over to Twitter and give the network a follow at VizWrestleNet. You can find the podcast across all major podcasting platforms. Follow and subscribe to the network on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review and it helps us out immensely. You can also find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher. And as always, support your independent wrestling. Head over to Upstate Professional Wrestling on Facebook. Give us a like. Follow us on Twitter at UPWROC. Go over to UpstatePro Wrestling.wixsite.com to find out your latest news on everything Upstate Professional Wrestling, as well as getting your up-to-date ticket information on all UPW shows right here in Rochester, New York. And as always, embrace the vision. Next week on Upstate Unplugged is the Dark Vile Jedi, Jeremy Jensen. So stay tuned and support independent wrestling.